Kohl's, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Spend under $100 and take an extra 15% off. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
here you are all equally worthless.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Now my chair is doing it. So I'm going to prove to you what the noise was my chair.
All right.
I got the
okay.
Microphone down here. Stop the music. You hear that?
The chair's not moving.
Yeah.
That's what we have to deal with here. Chairs that sound like escaping gas. You can finish the music if you want to.
I used to walk.
Yeah, happened yesterday, and these guys accused me of doing something. Is really finished?
Yeah.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. It is the morning after the KTRS Christmas party, which I came in today intending to make fun of, but I can't because it was really nice.
It was.
And I hate that.
It was really nice. I know.
I kept waiting for something to happen. Oh, I can't wait to tell this tomorrow.
I know.
Could you turn my headphones down just a shade, a little bit down? There you go. I'm sorry. I had to turn them up and then down. But I couldn't. And I'm, you know, the interesting thing about an office or business Christmas party is you get to meet the spouses of the people that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And you usually like the spouses. And it's not always spouses of someone you don't like. I like Martin Kilcoyne, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's boring, but I like him. And his wife, Kim, and I had met her before, honest to goodness, I thought she was his daughter. I really did.
Man.
I thought she was his daughter. And she's so nice. And we have a salesman here named Doug. Dan, did you meet his wife?
No, I didn't.
Patty?
No.
Oh, my goodness. So cute and so nice, Patty. And you assume that the spouses of people in this business will be dysfunctional jerks,
right,
or weirdos.
Or miserable because they're with the people that
in
they
radio,
are with.
Yeah, yeah, the people that work here. But it's amazing to me that these people are actually normal and even interesting or fun people, but they're married to people here who aren't. How does that work?
I don't know.
You don't know.
There was a wife, I won't mention names, of a person on the air here who came up to me and said, please don't tell, and then they named him, but I love your show.
Oh.
I love it. Please don't tell him I said that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Oh.
But, yeah,
is that McGraw's wife?
Yeah.
Oh, that, you know what? See, edit that out. He'll take that the wrong way.
What?
Mm-hmm. He'll take that the wrong way.
What?
He was there.
He was.
Was he real friendly to you?
No, not at all. Uh-uh.
He wasn't real friendly to me. He was cordial.
No.
He was nice.
I walked up to him and I said, oh, hi, McGraw. Merry Christmas. He goes, I'm talking.
Oh.
It's just like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
He overdressed. And I hate that when people dress up real nice to make you look bad. And that's what McGraw always does. He always looks really good and fine.
He had the 11.2 cameras there with him?
No, he didn't. He did not have
Actually, anything. He was nice. I talked to him for a little while.
He was nice. That's the thing about the Christmas party. Everybody's nice. And then if you stay long enough, some of them have had a couple of drinks.
And then the real feelings come out.
The real stuff comes out. That's exactly right. So that's why I stayed for like 3 hours. I wanted to hear that stuff.
Yeah, everybody said, Frank's still here.
Yeah. Somebody said, why don't you take your hat off? I had a leather hat on and my coat, and I never took them off. Because when I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. I went out of there. I don't want to go, where's my hat? Where's my coat?
Yeah.
I don't want to have to do all that. But women don't know how to leave. They do not know how to leave. I told my wife like three times, let's go. Okay, we start to walk out, and then she stops and chats with somebody, and then it starts. Oh, yeah, our daughter just got a new job. She'll be moving to Kansas City. Let's go. They don't know how to leave. I know how to leave. Bye, and we at least leave.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know how to do that.
No. One thing that Frank did, he forced me and Sandy to eat oyster.
It was Oysters Rockefeller, and I won't mention the place we had this. It was Bishop's Post. It's a nice place.
Yeah.
And the food was good, and they had Oysters Rockefeller. Now, I could see why most people go, ooh, yuck, oysters, ooh. It's not like eating oysters on the half shell, just raw oysters. They're baked, and they have cheese and spinach.
Oh.
I have the same reaction. Yeah, that's right, Red Boy, you'd have loved it. I have the same reaction when I hear spinach.
Yeah.
But they're really good. I mean, you didn't mind it, did you? Was it bad?
No, it wasn't bad at all. I just couldn't get over that I had an oyster in my mouth.
Yeah.
You went back and got a fork and dug it out and
I fed it to you.
Fed it to me.
Gross.
And he fed it to Sandy.
It's a little bit gay. I hand fed him.
Would you purposefully go out and eat it again on your own? Or?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Your girlfriend, I know about how old she is.
Sandy?
She has nice, uplifted, perky breasts.
Oh.
Well, she does. Because some women have droopers, and even you can tell even with a bra that they're droopers and they're being held up. She has the really nice breasts, and I don't see any problem with saying that.
No.
That should be fine to say that about women.
I enjoy them.
In fact, you should be able to walk up to a woman and go, nice to meet you. Wow, you have really nice breasts.
Yeah.
What's
great
wrong with that?
Yeah.
Why is it any different than your hair looks good? This country is
some
so
of them will slap you for some reason.
Weird. It's just weird. They had beef tenderloin, which is always good. It's hard to mess up, and they did not mess it up.
No.
Turkey and mushrooms, which I were hoping were hallucinogenic, but they weren't. Would that be something? Somebody substitutes and sneaks in some hallucinogenic mushrooms.
Did you eat the mushrooms, Dan?
No.
No, you hate mushrooms.
Yeah, yes. No, we're on the same page there.
And I was asking what those things were. Weren't they fried? Were they fried mushrooms?
I don't know. Heck, I guess.
Oh, I saw. Good. I said, what in
little
the heck
dessert,
are those?
Little desserts, those little, like, miniature pecan pies and little cheesecakes and stuff. It was good. And I have no story because nobody did anything stupid.
No.
Nobody got fired or quit right there. I'd like to make an announcement. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Our boss is an a-hole, and I'm announcing that I'm quitting. I wanted that to happen, but it didn't happen. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
If we're here next year, maybe we'll get to see something next year.
Everybody was cordial and nice and had a good time.
They were, and then here we are, the 17th day of December. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh, that's right. It's the 3rd of June.
Right.
I keep forgetting which day it is. Does anybody have anything? I'm in such a good mood today, and I don't know why. I just came back from a doctor's visit. I should be in a bad mood, but I'm not. So does anybody have anything to say?
I have something.
Oh, and a wonderful thing happened to me. Excuse me. Just around the corner here in Maryland Heights, I was getting ready to go get gas, and I have White Lightning with me, the supercharged 650 horsepower Corvette Z06, and behind me, whoop, woo, cop lights. And he went around me, grabbed the guy in front of me.
Wow.
I love that when that happens.
Oh, man.
You think he's coming for you, and it's somebody else.
Yeah.
I love that. So,
wow.
And now With a Burke segment contribution, here's Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much, Frank. I go back to the party last night, and we were one of the last.
What do you mean you went back to the
party? No, I go back to the party. I'm taking, I'm going
back. Oh, you're taking
back.
The audience back.
Story-wise.
Let's go back now.
Story-wise.
Let's go back. To the audience, party subject.
Yeah. And Andy Strickland was there last night. They were broadcasting live. Did you know that? They were in the other room.
No.
They were broadcasting a show. Live.
Who's Andy Strickland?
Andy Strickland does sports, and they do a hockey show and everything.
That's why I wouldn't know him, I guess.
Right. Yeah. So he came in, and I guess Martin was still there. Melvin, is it Melvin?
Kilrod.
Yeah, Kilrod. Yeah. He was there.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, and he introduced me to Andy, and he said, do you know Dan Strauss, and this is Andy? And I said, no, nice to meet you. And he goes, oh, it's really nice to meet you and all this other stuff. And so we talked a little bit, and then he says, I love your trivia stuff. And I said, oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, my, he thought you were your
Dave.
Cousin Dave.
He thought you were your cousin Dave.
And you said thank you?
No, I said thank you, but that's not me. That's my cousin Dave.
He must have felt stupid.
They get us. And, oh, the look on his face.
Well, you look alike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we look a lot alike. So I did talk to Dave today, by the way, and he said to tell everybody hi and Merry
Christmas.
Dave
Strauss is Mr. Trivia, if you folks don't know it. And this guy was the best, easiest to listen to, one of the easiest to do people on the air I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It should still be on the air.
Yeah, I think so, too. So, but I talked to Dave today, and he said to tell everyone, you too, happy or Merry Christmas.
How can we tell you too, Merry? We don't even know that band. I don't know Bono. How can I tell you too, Merry Christmas? It makes sense.
I'll try and get a hold of him
okay.
and tell him that. But he said to tell Frank.
I was hoping Scott Sherman would be there.
You've been going to that joke well a lot the last few days.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't see Scott Sherman there, and I wanted him to be there because I wanted to see the fireworks.
Scott wasn't there?
No.
No.
I wanted the fireworks to fly.
Then we would have had a story.
You bet we would have. Hey, Scott, do you know McGraw?
Yeah. That was all I had.
Okay. And now we turn to Peon. Do you have anything?
I do. Thank you very
much. Here's Ian Geist. Today is the one. It's not his first birthday. It's his second birthday because Archie was born a year ago today. So his first birthday is the day he's born.
Turns one today.
He is one today. Archie Geist. Yeah. Way to go, Archie.
Yes.
What do you guys have planned tonight?
We had lunch today with his Angela's mom and her aunt. And then tonight we will go to dinner
with
her dad and stepmom and my parents.
What's
that?
What you've just set for us here, the stage you've set, it's all about her. Her mom, her parents, her dad, her friend.
My parents will be there tonight as well, and my sister.
But you didn't mention them, which tells me you have already been pee-whipped into talking more about her family than your own and considering them more than you consider your own. I'm sorry, but it's obvious.
You have to get the pee to be whipped, though, don't you?
Well,
isn't that a requirement?
Yes, no. It sort of is.
You don't actually,
if you want the pee, take the whipping.
They don't actually get it. They dangle it there.
Yeah.
Say, if you want this, this is
does what's, this look good to you? You better take my parents along.
So nothing extravagant, just low-key.
Now, where will he be, the little birthday boy? He'll be with you?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, no, he's going out with us to dinner tonight. So.
Of course, at one, he has no idea. It's his birthday.
Exactly.
That means he won't remember
Dan before the show that these people that throw huge parties for their one-year-old.
It's for them. It's for the
exactly.
parents.
Yeah.
It's now, like, I cannot wait till a year from now, because when they're two, you are not even going to believe what you're in for. It's so great.
He's already great. So I can't...
he's a world traveler.
What's that?
Archie is a world traveler. Hell, he will be.
He's going to Jamaica.
Yeah.
He is, yes. First thing, I have a test for you. Dan, it may be hard for you to do this with your eyes, but Frank, I want you to get your phone out.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
This is a fun little test that I found out works on both Android and Apple phones.
I'll try it.
Now, will the audience be able to appreciate this if they're not looking?
If you are not driving right now and you want to play along.
I can try it.
So go to your text function.
Okay.
All right. I am
there.
There's my text.
Just try to type in a message. It doesn't have to be to anybody.
Just
start typing.
Okay. I'll put in hello.
Oh, no. Don't type yet. I'm going to tell you what to type. Okay. Erase. It's start long. Typing the word lard ass.
L-A-R-D-A-S-S.
Do you see what it tries to autocorrect it
yes.
to?
Yes.
What?
This is unbelievable.
Can
folks, you,
see
gotta,
that,
you have to you have to do this. Go to your text
oh my God.
Section in your phone. Type in a new message, not to anybody. Type in L-A-R-D-A-S-S, and it helps you by suggesting, can I tell them?
Yes.
Kardashian. It's like if you type in A-P-P-R-E-C, the word appreciate will come
right.
up. When you type in Lardass, Kardashian pops up.
Really?
It's great.
I didn't that do was, that.
I thought that so was a great. Fun little... little Easter egg, they call those things.
Oh, that's
I
great.
Saw that one the other day. So
that is great.
I thought that was
what if
pretty
you type in skank? Well, her whole family,
yeah,
her
no,
whole family will come in. Kardashian family. Skanks.
I don't know how that works.
That is hilarious.
The next thing I have
is that all for the phone. Can I put it away?
Yeah, you can put your phones away
okay.
now.
Okay.
If you're not already in the Christmas spirit,
I am.
Maybe this will help you.
I am after that bonus check last night. See the size of those things? Oh, wait.
What?
I'm thinking of that energy company.
Oh, yeah. Yes. No, those were big checks.
Yeah, go ahead.
One of our, I know the two of us, we have a favorite, one of our favorite TV personalities. I won't mention his name. I'll just start playing this. This person is reading the Night Before Christmas.
Okay.
So I thought we don't necessarily have to play the whole thing. The whole thing's almost 3 minutes long, but... I thought, if you're not in the spirit yet, maybe this person, with his voice, can help you get in the spirit.
All right.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house not a creature was stirring.
You know who it is yet?
A mouse. The stockings were
it's
hung
the guy
by
from the NBC.
Dateline guy.
Keith Morrison.
The children were nestled, all snug in their beds. While visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap. And just settle down for a long winter's night.
I like his delivery.
Long.
Isn't that great? You can go on YouTube and watch him do
and
that.
And what's funny is, whether it's The Night Before Christmas or a murder story, it's the same inflection.
Yes. So that is on YouTube if you want to go
wow.
see that. I thought that was pretty. I love his voice, yeah. His Dateline stories are better than anybody just
because
the way
he
tells it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but that was it. That was all I had.
All right. We can close the Burke segment. Burke segment is officially closed. And just for those who can't stand it, I'd like to say once again that here we are, the 17th day of December, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
No, it lost it. Misfired.
Keith Morrison there.
Misfired. Sorry. It threw everybody.
Oh, we can go to traffic real quick before we get our guest on.
All right. I assume Tim Weiland is with us. He was there last night. It was nice to see him there. He didn't get out of hand, out of control. He was a gentleman and...
He was?
Let's check in with him now. Tim Weiland, are you there?
Hey, I was the laid-back guy.
Let me tell you something. You know what? I said I'd like to make fun of it, but it was nice.
It was very nice.
And how about Doug, the sales guy here? Meet his wife? Cute. Cute. And Kilcoin's wife? Cute.
Yeah.
A lot of cute wives, and I don't understand it.
You don't understand it. No. I was kind of waiting for somebody to get on a hand, too, but nobody did.
I'm wondering if those people didn't tell their wives what they did for a living until they married them. You know, they lied to them.
Oh, just so
you know. I'm an accountant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then after, like, the second wedding
anniversary. I clean toilets.
Yeah, honey, there's something I have to tell you. Yeah, something they would find acceptable. Like, I'm a janitor. And then after, like, the second anniversary, there's something I got to tell you. I got to get off my chest. I work for KTRS.
Oh!
Yeah, but by then they're married. So.
That sounds like an Al Bundy story when they go to the reunion and they don't want to. They don't. Peg doesn't want the people to know that Al's a shoe salesman.
Now, if you went to a reunion.
Tell them you're a garbage
man. If you went to a reunion, would you tell the people, hey, man, it's been 15 years. What do? Would you say I work at KTRS or would you say I'm in communications? That's a tough call. It is. But you know what? It was nice to see you there. I'm glad you were there and I'm sorry your wife wasn't there.
Yeah, well, it did, would have been kind of tough to get up there with bringing her.
And that's what all guys say when they try to pick somebody
up. I did the right thing.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, Bishop's Post, to their credit, second year in a row I've been there, and the food was really good. They do a nice job, and they're very attentive, and the staff was great. It was well done.
Yeah, it sure was.
All right, how's that traffic?
All right, traffic. We've got a car on its side on northbound 255 at Highway 64 here in Illinois. We also have, looks like we've got some heavy traffic in the right lane, northbound 55 that's south of Park up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Right now, it's just volume that's starting to build in the usual spots. And this traffic report, it's brought to you by BP. Fuel your next journey with BP gasoline with Invigorate, the high-quality gas you can depend on. You have places to go. Let them worry about getting you there. Visit BP today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
All right, we're back.
Well, yes, we're back.
Oh, shoot.
We're back.
Do we need to push the button. Oh, let's do some. Let's talk to John London. If I wait any longer, he'll get mad. What did you have me on hold so long for? I don't think we had him on that long. John, how are you?
Not that long, buddy.
How are
not
you,
that
John?
Long. I was counting the seconds. Because I cannot wait to talk to you.
John, I will tell you, I did an experiment last night, and I'll share the results with you. I'd always heard that oysters were an aphrodisiac.
Mm-hmm.
My wife ate, and I'm not kidding, on the half shell, probably seven or eight of them, and I'm here to tell you, it's not true.
Yeah.
Hey, John, he fed one to me.
It didn't work, huh?
I fed one to Dan, and he hit on me.
Yeah.
So it worked for him.
And he fed one to my girlfriend, Sandy.
Now, are you an oysters eater? If, like, let's start with on the half shell, just raw oysters. Do you do that? You like that?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Mm.
Now, see,
ew.
I have a little trouble with that, but if you bake them like the oysters, Rockefeller cheese and spinach, I can knock out a several.
I like it that way too, but it's also, you know, it's the sauce, you know, whether it's
that red sauce on the oysters, plain regular
red sauce, and then of course horseradish, and you can put that little.
Now they last night they had horseradish, and I avoid that like the plague. I can't stand horseradish. My wife loves it, and doesn't all horseradish come right across the river?
Yeah,
from Collinsville or somewhere? Centralia?
Yeah, I think it's Collinsville because they have the horseradish festival.
John,
there.
Did you know that most of the horseradish in
what would you consider most? Like, you know, 10%?
No. It's like 90% of anywhere you go and buy it in a jar.
90% comes.
Oh, yeah.
Of course there is.
Around the country? Yeah,
100% of Vidalia onions come from Vidalia, Georgia. Of course it could be that case. That's true.
Well, for someone that doesn't like horseradish, how would you know this?
Well, because I heard it one time on a network show, and I never forgot it. I thought, wow, how about that? Right across the river, horseradish.
Do you like prime rib?
I do.
I don't like prime.
You don't eat your prime rib?
Never. Never. Because if meat is good, it shouldn't need anything on it.
I don't like horseradish either. I don't like... the only thing I like, because it has horseradish in it, doesn't it, is cocktail sauce?
It does. Shrimp cocktail sauce. Has
I can handle that.
That's what we were talking about, those oysters. I will say this, that God bless my father-in-law, Robert Kennedy. He turned me on to oysters. His son, John Vincent Kennedy, a great chef. And so it was a Christmas at their house 8 years ago, and they're like, come on, try one. I'm like, nah. They're like, what's wrong? Are you, mad enough? I'm like, hey, don't question the man.
See, that always gets you going. If somebody says you're not man enough, there's a challenge.
The sauce and everything else, it was unbelievable. Yeah, I do love oysters. There's a place in
France where the women wear no pants?
Acme Oyster Bar that my buddy Steve Holmes turned me on. Oh, my God. Yeah, so you fed your wife 15 to 20 oysters.
No, I didn't say. I said seven or eight. Not maybe that's what I maybe need. Well, maybe it's 15. Maybe that's the magic.
Stopped at seven or eight. You should have kept going.
Well, she doesn't like to overeat. She's healthy and conscious of all that stuff. And she said, I've had seven or eight of these. I need to stop now. And I think I know what that meant. She probably read that at 10, you become a nymphomaniac. So she just said, I'm stopping. I'm going to tease him. I'm going to take it right up to 8 or 9, and I'm cutting it off.
She was getting a tingle, and she wanted to stop.
Whoa. She did ask me if I lost weight.
Do you kind of consider yourself, Frank, as kind of a sex symbol?
No, I don't, but apparently women do.
Well, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
So you don't think that just by looking at you, the heck with the oysters or anything else, you know what I mean?
No.
She could just...
No, she's looked at me for a long, long time. that went away a long time ago.
Well, obviously, she likes what she sees. She's still with you. She's still there.
No, she likes what she spends. That's why she's with me.
So it's all about the money.
I believe it might be. So how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I'm doing fantastic.
How was your Christmas party? You have your company party yet?
We did. We had a phenomenal Christmas party. It was last Saturday.
And that's got to be a big one. You got a lot of people there.
Yeah, we had a lot of people. A lot of fun. We invited. We met a lot of employees, about 110 employees, and headed at the airport Marriott. Our great, great friend and great customer.
Hold on.
Is the food and beverage director.
Hold on. I love the airport Marriott. My wife and I, Saturday night, had dinner at the airport Marriott. We had been out of town. We came in, and rather than go right home, we love the airport Marriott. That's one of the most overlooked places. The food is unbelievable, and we stayed there. I believe last year our trip with the listeners was early in the morning, so we went to the Marriott, Airport Marriott, and we could not believe how nice it was. It's a great place.
Frank Eichmeier, the food and beverage director for all of LHM, Bob O'Loughlin and Steve O'Loughlin. They own all these great hotels in St. Louis, like the Ballpark Hilton and the Cheshire and the Airport Marriott and Westport and the Union Station. So these guys, I mean, he is, Frank Eichmeier, phenomenal cook in his own right, phenomenal chef. And his food at all of his hotels, they're just crazy.
Let me tell you something, folks. Now that it's cold, if you're down by the airport, pull in there, go in that Marriott, and get a big bowl of chicken noodle soup. Wow. It's great. It is great.
Hey, how come you didn't hire our band for your Christmas party?
Yeah, now you got a party.
Well, you know, Dan, we just had you out there this summer. We thought you were an outdoor band.
You're a once-a-year band, Dan.
We're a good Christmas party band, too.
You know, Dan, maybe we'll talk next year. We'll feed everybody for music.
Like a fine scotch once a year.
Yeah.
Once a year.
Yeah, that's a compliment. You don't want to overdo a great thing.
Yeah.
I had a tough choice today. Duck Hunt, or have an opportunity to talk to you guys. And to the hundreds of thousands of AM and the PM.
Well, you made the right choice.
I think I made the right choice.
But
just hearing your voice makes me just feel giddy.
Tingling. Right? It is miserable enough, though, to duck hunt today.
It probably is. I'll get the duck report, as we call it, and I'm sure that they harvested quite a few ducks. But you know what? Hey, listen. Duck hunting is always there. The 60-day season, this time of year, it almost gets to be, you know, like a job. It's a lot of work. But working at Johnny Lund AAA and leading the team, the troops, it's so much fun. And then, of course, talking to you.
Hey, can I tell you something? When you talk about duck hunting, that's a manly thing. I know some women duck hunt. But hunting, for the most part, when you say it, it's a manly thing. And about 2 weeks ago, one of my wife's friends paid me one of the greatest compliments she could have paid me. I know exactly what she's talking about. She said to my wife, what do you think it is with men nowadays that so many of them have become almost feminine looking? The metrosexual thing. She says, we need more guys to be what guys used to be and look like men. And then she said to my wife, like your husband, he looks like a man.
Whoa.
I'm going to tell you something. That lit me up.
She was hitting on you.
I think she was. I think she was basically asking.
You get that sex appeal, like I said earlier. I don't know what it is about you.
But this woman is right. We got too many guys walking around with their sweaters tied around their necks, looking like a metrosexual or something.
How about the slacks? They're so tight.
The skinny jeans.
Yeah. Knock that off. Those are for women.
I can barely breathe. Like, how do you breathe? Where are those things?
But what she's saying is, you know, these guys that shave their chest, they look like wet seals. They got no hair on their body. I mean, and then they dress like a girl. Knock that stuff off. Actually, keep it up, and then there'll be fewer of us that look like real men.
You're pretty hairy, aren't you?
I'm very hairy.
I have.
And I'm proud of it. I'm not cutting it off.
I have no hair on my body. I have maybe a little hair on one.
That's not something
side.
To talk about.
Let me tell you something. If it's a cold winter night, and you're hugging and snuggling with some woman, and it's cold and the heat's not working right, you think she wants to hug a wet seal or she wants to hug a big bear? She wants a bear hug. That's what she wants. A big, hairy, warm bear. Yeah.
Well, we got great deals at Johnny Lund AAA. They're like a bear of a deal right now. Great deals.
I was just going
to
ask about
really
that.
Really hairy. Just come in and see us. And it's just a great time. Unbelievable incentives. You know, end of the year goes until the end of year event goes until January the 4th. But don't wait. Come in today. Come in all day. We're going to be open late on Friday, all day Saturday. And We're buried with inventory. They did it again. My good friends at Chevrolet, you know, we sell down. We have great sales. And then all of a sudden, boom, here come the transports. That we've had probably this week alone 21 or 22 transports of inventory. That's great, because now we can give it great deals to the great name of the PM.
I respect the guys. I respect the guys that drive the transports that deliver the cars to you, because that would make me nervous. These are brand new cars, and you got to pull them off of there and not bang stuff up. And they know how to do it.
They're great, great. Jack Cooper, transport company. So we'll be open until your great listeners want to keep us around today, and
then
all day tomorrow night and Saturday. So just make sure you mention that your AM at the
yes.
PM as soon as you get there.
It's important.
When you call, if you call in, if you email, let us know your AM at the PM, and get the red carpet.
You know what we need? We need to develop a special handshake. When they meet a salesperson, no, I'm serious. And if they do the certain handshake, they go, I know this person's AM and the PM. You might say it, but without the handshake.
Well, next time we go out, you take us to dinner.
We will develop some sort of handshake, elbow bump, or something.
Oh, it'll be cool.
And then we'll demonstrate it on our Facebook page. John, have a great rest of the day and a great Friday and Saturday, and we're going to bring a lot of people to you.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
He always mentioned that duck hunting. He loves that duck hunting. Boy, oh boy. And I know other people like that. My very good friend, Pete, you doesn't have to call me Lindell Phelps. He loves that duck hunting. In fact, he hunted with John just a couple days ago. And I know people are the same way about turkey hunting or deer hunting. They cannot wait. They can't get enough of it. All right, we have to take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll chat. And after the 4 o'clock news, that's right, Scott Sherman's in here. Can I take a moment to tell you a story about how the Scott Sherman thing came along? The management here came to me and said, we'd like for you to put Scott Sherman on. I said, no, I don't think he's right for this station. And they insisted. And and then they gave me an ultimatum. It's you or Sherman. That's what they said to me.
Wow.
And I said, all right, I caved, and I brought him in. I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
The station was right.
Yeah, he's good.
The station was right. He's really good. All right, that's not the real story, but...
Well...
But it was fun. We'll be back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS presents An American Christmas, hosted by Mannheim Steamroller composer Chip Davis. You'll hear heartwarming stories and legends of Christmas woven into the best selection of music for the holidays. The festivities begin 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and continue Christmas Day beginning at 5 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you die in a car accident tomorrow or get diagnosed with a terminal illness, will your medical and funeral expenses leave your family bankrupt? It's a scary question in our nation today, because shockingly, even though most Americans do have life insurance, millions still do not. And that means their families are at serious risk. That's why American National has set up a free phone line for the public to get information on trusted, affordable term life insurance. The number is 1-800-500-0455. The call is absolutely free to the public and only takes 5 minutes. Over 62% of bankruptcies are attributable to major medical expenses. Don't let your family become part of that statistic, because if they lose you, the last thing they need is to lose their ability to pay the mortgage, too. For free information on affordable term life insurance policies issued by American National Insurance Company for less than a dollar a day, call AmericanNationalDirect.com at 1-800-500-0455. That's 1-800-500-0455.
In today's quick-to-sue world, if you own a business and you're not incorporated, you're a sitting duck. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-300-7509. Don't be a sitting duck. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-300-7509. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-300-7509. That's 1-800-300-7509.
Sample comes with a 90-day order. Copays and deductibles may apply.
If you or someone you care for are using painful urinary catheters, Medical Direct Club can help. There's a new catheter that hurts less, and you can get a free sample with free shipping by calling now. Pain and urinary tract infections can be avoided if you're using urinary catheters. The new disposable catheters from Medical Direct Club hurt less due to an incredible new design that reduces pain by gliding easily and effortlessly. Old catheters can scrape and cut, causing pain and infection. These new catheters from Medical Direct Club are changing the lives of people who use urinary catheters. Medicare and your insurance will pay for up to 200 of these new catheters per month at little or no cost to you. Medical Direct Club handles all of the paperwork with your doctor and includes lifetime free shipping when you join. Membership and a free sample are free, so call Medical Direct Club now. 1-800-600-1127. That's 1-800-600-1127. End painful caffeine today. Call 1-800-600-1127.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 888-98-STEEL. Call 888-98-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 888-987-8335.
What happens when your computer goes kaput?
What? Oh, come on! Not now!
You could buy a new one.
Yeah, but have you seen my bank account lately?
Maybe have a friend try to fix it.
Oops. Sorry about that.
Or you could call the local experts. Computer Clinic. At Computer Clinic, they can bring a dead computer back to life. PC, Mac, whatever. At the lowest prices in the region. Stop procrastinating and call Computer Clinic now at 423-TECH. That's 314-423-8324. Computer Clinic can take care of any computer need you might have, including smartphone, iPhone, and iPad repair. If you own a business, then call Computer Clinic. And if you're on the internet, and who isn't, Computer Clinic can install programs or remove adware and viruses remotely. They even sell Android boxes, M boxes, and OT boxes. From network setup to data recovery, if it involves a computer, then Computer Clinic can do it. And they'll do it for a lot less than anyone in town. Call Computer Clinic now. 423-TECH. 314-423-8324.
This is Larry Connor. And I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, this is Stuart Rosenblum, president of Stuart's American Mortgage.
Stewie!
Mortgages are the biggest investment that a person's going to make in their life, yet most people don't know anything about it. Tune in Sundays at 2 o'clock for Mortgages and More with Stewie, that's me, where we can go over all the different types of mortgage programs in simple terms. 2 p.m. Sunday, you, me,
Stewie,
you'll become an expert after the first show.
Listen to Mortgages and More with Stewie, Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. on KTRS.
Meet me.
We're going to get a look at traffic right now with Timothy Weiland. Hello, Tim. He's still partying. I hear him in the background.
How much did he drink last night? Is he? You think he's got a hangover?
Oh yeah, I think so.
It wasn't noticeable.
He might be in the bathroom.
No, keep it going. Let's make this as awkward as we can because it's on him.
Yeah,
and he's supposed to be here right now.
Tim, where are you?
You have that song, Timothy. Isn't that about a donkey? That song, Timothy Ate the Donkey. You want to talk about?
No.
Yeah, they ate the donkey.
Yeah,
it was a coal mine deal.
Yes.
and they got trapped and they ate this donkey. Timothy. It's a weird song. Folks, do we have our own hold music? Let's play our own hold music while we wait for Tim. Folks, we'll be right back. In a moment, we'll be joining Tim Weiland. Thank you for holding here on the Big 550. Your listenership is important to us. Please stand by, and any moment now, we'll be with Tim Weiland. Thank you for holding. Thank you so much for holding. Your listenership is important to KTRS. You should be hearing from Tim Weiland in approximately 30 seconds. I understand we have Tim with us now. Hello, Tim.
Tim?
Tim?
I could hear him there.
Tim?
No. Let's no. This should be awkward.
Keep the music.
Play music. You're listening to KTRS 550 AM in St. Louis, Missouri. Thank you for holding. Any moment now, Tim Weiland will join us with traffic. Again, thanks for your patience. Your loyalty to KTRS is greatly appreciated and important to us. Please stand by. Thank you for holding. I understand now that Tim Weiland is with us. Hello, Tim.
Hey, sorry about that. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. We got to hear some great music.
I thought that's what you were doing. I sit here talking and I go, wow, they're playing some great music.
No, we were looking for you.
We were pointing out to the audience that you were AWOL.
Sleep on my job.
Yeah, we thought that you got drunk and you were in the bathroom.
Too much last night and you passed out in the stall.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to get drunk on iced tea, you know? That's all I drank.
Good for you. Do you have any traffic for us or were you?
Well, we do. We've got that accident on northbound 255. It's a little bit north of Highway 64 in Illinois. The left lane is blocked. It's a car on its side. Also looking at a little slowdown on 64 out around, it looks like it's on eastbound 64 out around Scott Air Force Base. And then northbound 55, you're really jamming up now from about the ramp of 44 up to the Poplar. And southbound 170, we've got some slow traffic from Olive down through Highway 40. And this traffic report, it is brought to you by BP. Fuel your next journey with BP gasoline with Invigorate, the high-quality gas you can depend on. You have places to go, let them worry about getting you there. Visit BP today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Snowy white snow and jingle bells. Oh, what a happy season.
Is that Vaughn Monroe?
Wow.
Is that right? Wow, I'm old.
You know that.
I have no idea.
Vaughn Monroe.
I am too old.
I don't even know who that is.
He had a song called Racing with the Moon. We're fair with the moon.
He's got a very distinct voice.
Well, yes and no. We can have time for a call or two. Let's just take this. Who is this?
Greg,
let me talk to Greg. Hey, Greg, how are you? Greg, that's you.
Greg?
Last call. Last call for Greg.
Greg?
He's hanging out with Tim.
Hold on. Greg, we know you're there. Last call. Once.
Greg?
Twice.
Oh, man. Oh, I can hear him.
He's having trouble this
morning. What's going on with your phone?
No, I think we're okay. Can you hear us now? Tim?
Yes, we can. You don't sound like a Greg to me.
You can hear me?
Yes.
There you go.
Now we can, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Yes.
Who's the fine-sounding young woman there with you?
My wife. We were out holiday shopping.
Yeah.
At least that's what we call it. Yeah.
But it took her to fix your phone, apparently.
See, it took... Oh, yes. Well, we're down in the valley.
Valley so low, and your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you.
That's why, because of that, I thought we lost the connection. Actually, Sugar Creek Valley. I can identify this valley.
That's the Rhonot Valley we sing about, though. What's going on? We got about a minute and a half. What can we do
for
you?
Well, it's all about the oysters last night. I wanted to know if there was a little grab ass going on. Or,
Nope. It was a very... No? Unfortunately, everybody was well-behaved, and I hate that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an aphrodisiac, and...
Supposed to
throw that in. They are, yeah.
Okay.
They are.
They're supposed to be. Yeah.
What's the magic number? How many oysters Rockefeller? Because my wife had 8. That tells me that 9 or 10, the sex thing kicks in.
Probably. You're always a couple off, you know?
I know. I know. I get that.
Always a couple off.
Yeah. What's your
Dan, did you take advantage of Sandy after you had some of the oysters Rockefeller?
Oh, he took advantage of her before they got there.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Hot.
Oh.
She's hot.
Right.
And then afterwards in the parking lot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So what are you shopping for?
Ironically, my wife, who's with me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I tell her to go in the opposite direction at the mall, and sometimes she listens and sometimes she doesn't. I think she actually, you know, I caught her, like, casually walking around in one of the stores where I said I'd be.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sneaking.
Yeah. So she may have a pretty good idea of what I've gotten her, but, you know.
Hmm.
There's always that chance of surprise. So, have you all bought your significant other's Christmas gifts yet?
My wife and I don't do that. We do it for the kids and stuff. I don't know about these guys.
I have.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Peon has a look like, oh, shoot, that's right, it's Christmas.
What?
Man, Christmas is coming up. Is that here already?
I'm all about it.
I asked my one son who lives at home, I said, what should I get your brother who lives in Austin, Texas? I said, What should I get him for Christmas? He said, I don't know, Dad, but you got plenty of time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's my suggestion. My daughter graduated from Austin, and I got to run here throughout the time. Get anything with the Longhorns thing on it. They'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Jayhawk.
Oh, but, well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right, man, thank you for calling.
Chatting. All right.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
Thank you, Greg. Greg, whose wife had to fix the phone.
Yeah.
She didn't know how to use it. That's very, very common. Merry Christmas to everybody at Thompson Price. Now, listen, I've talked about this before. Next week, because we're there. It's next week at Christmas, and through next weekend and even after into New Year's, people are going to be gathering in the kitchen, and you're either going to really like your kitchen or you're going to be fed up with it and go, all right, that's it. This is the last season with this kitchen. I would, first of the year, go ahead and get started on the plans and the ideas for that new kitchen or bathroom with Thompson Price. We can't stop you from talking to other people. In fact, not only do we not want to stop you, we encourage it. I think it'd be great if you talk to 3 kitchen and bath companies, because before the work is even done, you'll still be able to see the difference in the level of, like, perfection is the only word I can think of, and there's a process they go through that other people don't. They don't for some reason, but it's necessary for it to be the perfect kitchen or bathroom. Go with me on this. Contact the folks at Thompson Price.